Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Since 1967, the Chicago Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues have faced each other 382 times. Tonight, that rivalry reignites once again as the Blackhawks look for their first win of the season from Enterprise Center in St. Louis, Missouri. We're set to get underway here. The Blackhawks moving right to left across your radio dial. They've got the white tops, black pants. They're trimmed in black and red. Fleury over on the far right-hand side. At center ice, Jonathan Toews wins the opening faceoff, and away we go from St. Louis. Hawks come the other way. Here's Hagel went down the left wing, his shot. Best save of this game so far by Binnington. He got his stick on it to deny Hagel. One comes from the near side. Scandella straight away. His shot didn't get through. Doc will spring a teammate. That is Kubalik in. Goes low, and his shot's kicked away. Binnington got it with the right pad. We're still scoreless.
Great look by Kirby. Doc finds Kubalik streaking in. Tries to go 5-0.
Immediate faceoff win for the Blues. Power play continues. Buchnevich in front. Centered on the backhand. Kyrou couldn't get it to go. Another fantastic save for Marc-Andre Fleury. Dahan in front of him, circles back, found Tarasenko at the line. Vladimir Tarasenko again, comes this way, right side, Krug shoots and scores. Torrey Krug puts St. Louis on top, 1-0, a power play goal. It's Krug's first of the season, and St. Louis lights the lamp first with 12:35 to go in the third period. Long stretch pass to Doc. He steps over the line. Finds Kubalik. His shot knocked down in front. Hagel sets up Doc. The pass was behind him. And time expires. The Hawks gave it all they had late. But they could not beat Jordan Binnington tonight. Chicago falls here at Enterprise Center 1-0. It's a shutout for Jordan Binnington. The Hawks did everything but score in this hockey game, and the only goal is obviously the game winner. That's Torrey Krug's first of the season in the third period.